This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores extraordinary measures, orphan drugs. And now here's Paige.
I recently watched Extraordinary Measures, a movie about the real-life story of John Crowley, a father of two children with Pompe disease. Pompe is a rare and serious genetic disorder causing progressive muscle weakness. An infant with Pompe dies before reaching her first birthday. If untreated in older patients, they will eventually die from heart or respiratory failure. John Crowley raised $100 million to form a biotech company to develop a drug to treat his children. He resorted to extraordinary measures. Why? Because Pompe is an orphan disease. Orphan diseases are those rare illnesses that affect less than 200,000 people. It is estimated that over 25 million Americans are affected by one of over 6,000 orphan diseases, such as the well-known disorders ALS, cystic fibrosis, and Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Between 85 and 90% of these disorders are serious or life-threatening. Drugs that are specifically developed for these rare diseases are called orphan drugs. Researching treatments for orphan diseases is just as expensive as research into conditions affecting larger numbers of individuals. Drug companies are reluctant to invest in orphan drugs. They are expensive to develop, they may not succeed, and are rarely profitable because they benefit only a small group of patients. Drug companies rely on so-called blockbuster drugs, which can be used by large numbers of patients, such as cholesterol-fighting drugs. Blockbuster drugs are often me-too drugs, similar to medications already on the market. This means less innovation for other health needs. Government incentives are necessary to encourage pharmaceutical companies to invest in treating rare diseases. Congress passed successful legislation to stimulate the development of medical treatments for orphan diseases. Additionally, private, patient-driven organizations also play an important role in the funding and development of orphan drugs. Even with focus on funding and incentives for drug development by the government and private organizations, the research and development of drugs to treat orphan diseases remains neglected, leaving many patients without any hope for effective treatment or even symptom management. This strikes many as being inequitable, especially since the majority of orphan diseases severely affect patients. Shouldn't individuals with the most need receive the most attention? Unfortunately, this is not how it works in the free market system. The distribution of resources is not based on need, but on what will make the most profit for private individuals and corporations. As Christians, we should be concerned with relieving the pain and suffering of all. Finding solutions to the problem of orphan drug development may not be easy given our current economic realities. But we shouldn't neglect developing treatments for individuals suffering from orphan diseases simply because they are not the majority. John Crowley's children were treated and his story has a happy ending. But let's not demand extraordinary measures for the other 5,999 orphan diseases.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.